Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. A lot of you know that I worked at Walt Disney World for 13 years. I grew up a Disney fan, love following stories of Walt Disney. And so this week, we're going to take some stories of Walt Disney, people who knew him, and I want to attach some leadership traits and leadership styles to their stories to see how you can apply this to your life in this week-long, what I call Thoughts of Walt Disney. So stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Here's a story from Heise Engel Hill, who was Walt's, one of his flight attendants when he had his, and you can see his airplane that is used to be at the Disney Hollywood Studios. He would fly back and forth from California to Florida to check out the property. But here's what she said. Quote, on one of our plane trips, I walked to the back of the cabin to see if Walt needed anything. It was kind of the wrong time to check on him. He was reading a script, sniffing, and tears were rolling down his cheeks. He looked up at me, and he was embarrassed. He was fumbling for his handkerchief, and he said, "How's that? A grown man like me can't even read a script without crying." End quote. Man, that's pretty powerful stuff. So here's our lesson for today. It's the power of storytelling. The power of storytelling. Again, the Disney organization is known for its power of storytelling through its movies, through its theme parks, through stories like this that I'm sharing, where Walt would actually read a movie script and start crying because he was so invested in the story. But the Disney company doesn't have a monopoly on storytelling. What stories are you telling in your organization? Is it the history and tradition of your company? Is it stories about employee successes, how they move up and around? Is it the story that you have a small mom and pop operation that grew into this large organization? What is the story you want to tell, and who do you want to tell your stories to? That's something Disney does well and something you can do well in your leadership styles and your organization as well. We'll have more stories about Walt Disney tomorrow, and we'll talk to you then.